Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to episode 172 of the Super Weapon Podcast, the most overpowered podcast on the internet. It's your boy Darius the Artist, and as always, I got my co-host DC here with me today.
What's up, everybody? Yes, I just want to let y'all know and the world know that I got a new drug. It's called Fortnite Lego Fortnite, whatever it's called. I've been up all night playing it, and you can probably look at my face and tell because I've been up since 5. Yeah, I'm hooked. Needless
to
say,
that's a great game, man. Yeah, I'm glad we picked it up, man. It's definitely been fun playing it. So if you guys don't know what he's talking about, so Fortnite had a couple of updates this week, and they dropped a Lego survival co-op experience called Lego Fortnite. A racing game via Rocket League, and a music festival, kind of like, so think like your rock band, your Guitar Hero from back in the day. And it's just, you know, I'm always amazed to see how they always kind of keep relevant in the industry, because it's really hard for games to do that nowadays. And Fortnite's just been one of those that's been around for such a long time now, that, you know, honestly, it got me back into it. I'm not really like a big Fortnite BR guy, but yeah, it's been fun, man. I know you guys were, you and Weenie, one of our community members, was up pretty late playing it. And I also got my wife to play it. So if you listeners or viewers are looking for things to play with your kids, significant other, man, I definitely recommend Lego Fortnite. And it's free, so can't beat that.
Free. Sounds good to me.
Free skis, man.
Free. Sounds good to me.
We're not
free.
Here to talk about that today, man. We got some heavy hitting news this week.
We gotta jump into it.
Yeah, we guys got straight jump into it. And Sergey, shout out to Sergey in chat, man. Yes, we will be talking about the Video Game Awards, but after we talk about Grand Theft Auto 6, because I feel like I don't want to wait to get to this topic, because I'm so curious to hear what my co-host, my bro host, has to say. So, little context: GTA Rockstar dropped a trailer for Grand Theft Auto 6 this past week, due to somebody leaking it early. They were supposed to drop it on Tuesday. They ended up dropping it on Monday. It still broke records. It became, I think, the most watched YouTube video in 24 hours. And
100 million.
Yeah, I'm going to actually pull up YouTube and see what the trailer is sitting at now as far as views go. 137 million views in 5 days. That is absolutely insane, man. I can't even fathom Jesus, that
population.
That's insane. That is larger than some countries, you know. Like, that is, I mean, we've talked about it before on the podcast, how big of a franchise I think Grand Theft Auto is the largest, most recognizable brand in gaming at this point. I'm gonna give my thoughts on the trailer, but I just want to hear some of your overall thoughts on what you saw. Now, we've pretty much confirmed that it is not just in Vice City, but it's expanded.
The whole state of the whole fictional, or wait, did I say that right?
Yeah.
The whole fictional state of Florida. Yeah,
it looks like it's all kind of mashed together. It's called Leonida, I think. I don't know how to pronounce it. Leonida. But hey, yeah, man, what do you think about the trailer, man, now that we actually got a look at it?
Well, it, it seemed like it hit on a lot of the things that I wanted from the next Grand Theft Auto, and I'll break that down as far as the populace, the density of the city. As far as like when they showed the beach, if you guys haven't seen the trailer, there's a scene where they're walking on the beach and there's so many people.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that I was looking for. Because after like playing Cyberpunk, I was like, yo, it can be done. You can create a very dense population inside of a city. So I was looking for that because I feel like that gives you a more realistic feel. And so that was one of the first things that I noticed. It looked like there's going to be a lot of social media satire, because a lot of the scenes were from stuff that happened over social media. There's also a filter. If you look at the trailer real close, it seems like the person is recording live from whatever their version of Instagram is going to be or whatever. So there's a lot of social media commentary in there, which I thought was pretty spot on considering where we at as a society and how, you know, how social media plays a part in our life now. You know, I love the Bonnie and Clyde style characters that we have.
Yeah.
And it makes me wonder if it's going to be like, if it will give you the option for co-op play, which would be very cool.
Oh, like play with someone in the story. Oh, that'd be interesting. I actually didn't think about that.
Yeah, and everyone is like, from what I've seen on the internet, I would say 70-30. You have 70% of people who've pretty much fallen in love with Lucia. And then there's that 30% who's mad that they're playing as a girl.
The woke crowd.
Don't call them that. Hey, if you use woke around me, hey,
I say it as an insult to people because I think people are children, man.
Like, yeah, grow the hell up, bro. Y'all be the same ones who create like women players in games that give you the option, but you're going to complain that the main person is a woman. Like, y'all stupid. It doesn't matter, man. Shut up. Just play the game. But anyway... Yeah, like I said, 70% is 70-30. Me personally, you know, she's no Pan Am, but I still love her. Pan Am is going to forever be my video game crush. Call me weird. I don't care. I'll fight you. Then lose.
Oh, man. People seem like they really love Lucia, man. And
Yeah. She got a pretty warm welcome. What else did I see? I'm a big car junkie. Yes. There seems to be like, I want to say that one scene where they were coming down the street and you saw the car on 27-inch rims and stuff. It looked like that may have been a car custom shop, which has been a staple in GTA since forever. And it's crazy because a couple of months ago, I just came back from Florida. So to see that. I was like, wow, this really did good capturing various different areas in Florida. I've spoke with people who's from Florida, and they just off the trailer, they like, yeah, they hit the nail on the head. From South Beach, when they showed the scene where it looked like everybody was on the strip down at South Beach, all the cars just piled up, the nightclubs. They really, really captured like Florida, Miami, the surrounding areas. You know, you have like Fort Lauderdale and the surrounding areas
like Orlando and all that. They
it looks like they did a very good job, and this is just only the first trailer. That's what I keep telling people, it's only going to get bigger. Whatever they decide to show us, me personally, I'm fine with that one trailer. I never have to see anything Grand Theft Auto again until they come out. I don't want to, because my thing is, I've been telling my friends, you know, and friends in the community, I don't want to be bombarded with it for the next 2 years. You know, like, I just want the developers to cook, get it done, and whatever they decide to show us, I might not even watch it, to be honest. Well, I'll probably watch it just because we need to talk about it here on the show.
Yeah, but I'm okay.
Like, dude, honestly, I swear to God, this trailer did enough for me. I'm like, I'm okay. I'm ready to play. I don't need to be bombarded. Like, all this stuff that they're putting on the internet now, I've been kind of like, okay, I've been cool on it. But overall, man, it looks good, man. I can't wait to see what Lucia's story is. It seemed like she just got out of jail, and I feel like she's going to try to do right, but she's broke. Be doing right, unfortunately, in our society, especially after you get out of jail, it's very hard to
reenter
society. It's very hard for someone convicted of something to re-enter society and do what's right. It looked like she's going to struggle with the morality of trying to stay out of trouble. But as we can see from the trailer, she gets drugged into something. And I want to see what, like, man, oh my God, it's so much in that trailer. They did a really good job, man. Cause it's, I could literally break down piece by piece, but
yeah,
I mean, you hit the nail on the head, man. I could talk forever about it.
Nah, I love it, man. I'm glad that we finally did get a look at it, and you know, you I've always said this before, you know, Rockstar is just one of those ones, man. They push whatever genre of a game they're making, they usually push that forward. And you can even see one thing I noticed from the trailer is like how good just visually the game looks. Like, you know, I know we're at this point now where every game, you know, usual AAA game has a lot of high fidelity. And hang on, my cat is over here doing
his cat is catting. His cat likes GTA. So
sorry,
chat
about that. That's gonna get cut out of the podcast. Cat was just scratching something up over there, making a lot of noise in the background. But yeah, it's just, you know, they really do push boundaries in a lot of right ways, in my opinion. And shout out to Tina in chat. She has a question for you as well. She said, if you could only play one game between GTA and Lego Fortnite, which would you choose? Hidden with the hard hitting questions.
I'm gonna the new GTA?
Yeah, or GTA 6, yeah. Or Lego Fortnite. Ooh.
Considering how much stuff I can destroy in GTA 6. All the like intrusive thoughts and all the wild things I could probably do.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go with GTA 6. I love Lego Fortnite, but it does not let me be a menace to society.
It doesn't, I'm sorry, scratch that, the whole that appeal, crazy itch, yeah.
Yeah, the whole, one of the appeals, whether people want to admit it or not, is GTA, the series, has always been about letting you do some of the wildest,
right,
obscene, you know, crazy crap. Now, I don't want to say that things I want to do in real life.
No, but GTA is really just like crazy. One big intrusive thought, I always say. Like, mm-hmm. If you think about something that you want to do in the game, you typically can. But, you know, we you know, I want to give us a personal little pat on the back. You know, we called it, you know, 2025 is when the game is expected to drop. I'm still going to hold on to like my later in the year.
It will be. It's going to be in November.
You know what I
mean?
It's
going to be November for sure. I guarantee it. Yeah. They want them holiday sales. Like,
oh, yeah. 100%. And, you know, and we're going to, and once we start talking about like the Game Awards and stuff, like I said this before, I really feel like 2025 is setting itself up to be a huge year for gaming again. Not to
2024
say
2024 too.
It is, but in terms of like, I'm doing air quotes here, release windows and dates for some of the things we know are out there, I really feel like we're gonna have another like ginormous year when it comes to just gaming. I mean, and that's not just because of GTA, because obviously when the game comes out, it's gonna do numbers. You know, they're.
So do you think GTA 6? Do you think it's gonna get the Beyonce? Like, I think people are gonna move their release date.
Oh,
100%. Come out.
Oh, yeah.
If you're smart, yeah, you're gonna move that date.
I mean, of course, there's gonna be certain games that can't. But
I want it to come out. Feel like, Call of Duty come out.
See, I think they would both still sell well, but ultimately, I think GTA would overtake it. You know, I look at stuff like that. The games that are willing to not move will be probably targeting a different audience. But at that point, I even think that doesn't matter. Like, I think everyone is going to want to play this game because, just like you said, you know, you look at when GTA 5 came out in 2013, social media was around, but it wasn't as prevalent as it is now. Even to, mm-hmm, the point where they're making a parody, looks like Instagram or TikTok, in the actual, you know, GTA universe. You know, I think this game is going to launch a lot of content creator careers. I think it's going to change a lot for the industry, man. And
it's going to be overwhelming. Yeah. Because can you imagine all the, it's going to be all the playthroughs and the, oh, look at what I found, the Easter egg,
yeah,
freaking YouTube, yeah, Easter egg YouTubes. It's going to, GTA is really going to, when it comes out, it's, that whole year, we're just going to see GTA content.
Yeah, and I mean, like, people are still finding stuff from Red Dead Redemption 2, and it's been 5 years since that game came out. People are still finding new stuff that no one's found in that game. So I can only imagine what Grand Theft Auto 6 is going to look like from that standpoint. You know, but I do have a couple of gripes. You know, I mean, it's not all sunshines and rainbows, and this is something I'm actually really disappointed in, but I know what they're doing. And so along with the announcement of Grand Theft Auto coming out, you know, they did not mention a PC release. You know, they only mentioned PlayStation 5 and Series X. I will give you, I'm going to eat a little crow on that, because I was hoping that we would get a simultaneous PC release, but I'm really disappointed that, and maybe it'll change. I don't think it will, but they've basically come out, you know, they had an official press release and listed all the, you know, the next gen, current gen consoles. But, you know, we don't have word of a PC release, which I think it probably won't hit until like a year later, you know, maybe like 2026. And I, like I said, I'm really disappointed by it, man. Like, what do you kind of make of that? You know, that particular.
This is my thoughts here, right? This is my thoughts, and I can be totally wrong. Hit me in the comments and tell me that I'm wrong, whatever the case may be. Grand Theft Auto purposely, I feel like they purposely do this because they don't want, they're very iffy about people touching their games as far as like modding and stuff like that. Because even now, like, you know, they don't, with GTA 5, like, I know RP role-playing is very popular, but even with that, like, they don't really like people modding their games too much. Like,
yeah.
And I think that's part of the reason why they bought 5M as well, because they're slowly cracking down on the mods in 5M. Like, I'm on the servers a lot, and I see a lot of things changing as far as like what people do with the mods. So with that being said, I feel like they do this purposely because they want people to digest the hard work from what they did with the single player. They want people to kind of get in there and play the game, enjoy it for what it is. Don't come in like messing it up. Well, quote unquote, messing it up. And then they'll bring out the PC version. Then they kind of just like, you know, I don't know. I could be wrong, but I feel like that's the reason why they do that, because Rockstar has a history of like being real iffy when it comes to
modding. Let me ask you that too. Let me ask you a question on that note. Do you feel like, I think it's a twofold thing personally. I think they bought 5M because they want to expand whatever shape or form Grand Theft Auto Online is going to look. Bro. Yeah, I think it's going to, you know, they want to expand what they want to do with the online. Mm-hmm. But I also feel like, and I could be totally wrong, but they don't make any sort of revenue off of those mods, like RP servers and stuff like that, right? Like that's totally independent.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly. That's the thing. Like, and that's another thing they're trying to crack down on, because a lot of servers have currency.
Right.
A lot of servers have like currency. And another thing too is, you know, a lot of these, a lot of stuff that's in role playing is real life stuff. Like, you have realistic cars, you have clothes from designers. And we spoke on this before. I think like a lot of, you know, a lot of designers and stuff like, hey, like my stuff is in here. And some people, they're not supposed to be doing this.
Yeah.
But some people charge for these items. They're not supposed to be doing it, but they do it anyway. So I think Rockstar is looking to walk this down. This is a slow burn. I think they're looking to collab. I think they're going to start collabing with various
like official
car
brands
companies
and stuff.
Or,
yeah,
official brands. I think they're reaching out, because a lot of brands are very iffy about having their stuff connected with a game that's quote unquote as wild as GTA. Sure. Some people might not care. They'd be like, yo, this game, did you see what that trailer did? That's 1 million eyes on our product. That's how some people going to look at it.
Yeah.
So they'll be like, yeah, okay, how y'all want to set this up? Like, some people are going to play ball. Some people are going to say, I don't really want to associate with that.
Right.
But the thing is, I think it's all about monetization, because I believe it's taking a lot of money and resources to make this game. And this is why I say monetization is not always bad. I understand that they're looking to recoup this money, all the money that they are
using. They're
going to
need some sort of
ROI.
And I mean,
yeah. So I think they're playing a smart game. I think they're playing a long game, and we'll see. Like, hopefully, my thing is, we always say it. We say it a billion times. Cool with monetization, if it's done properly.
Right.
Hell, I even throw them a few bucks, you know what I'm saying, if it's worth it. Like, because Lord knows I've bought my fair share of freaking Apex skin. So yeah.
It's just like you said, like, you know, we've talked about monetization on the podcast too, man. It the word itself gets a bad rap because of how the industry started to implement it years ago. You know, EA famously were some of the, you know, they had some of the most egregious monetization practices in a lot of their games. I mean, you go back and look at Battlefront 2 years ago when it came out, you know, to the point where, you know, the community, you know, outcry was enough for them to actually make changes in it. And, you know, especially with the reported budget of this game, something like close to $1 billion, which I do believe, I mean, the amount of money they're still making off of GTA Online, you know, even if you're not playing RP, is still ridiculous. You have people that still just play regular online. So I'm really curious.
And enjoy it too. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and you know, that kind of brings me up to the next thing. And shout out to BZ in chat, man. Thank you for stopping by. What's up? What's up? What's up? You know, I'm curious what the online mode is going to look like, because before, you know, before I saw the trailer, I was more than convinced that they were going to do some sort of link between Los Santos and Leonida, but I'm kind of changing my mind on that. Just looking at, from a pure like technical standpoint, I would imagine that GTA
is big enough.
Yeah, well, it's not even just like from a size standpoint. Just like from a technical standpoint, this game is right. Probably going to be a little bit more advanced. They're probably working on a new engine, you know, their own whatever. I can't remember the name of their internal engine, but I imagine it would be more trouble for them to import all that stuff in to connect both of the games, like. And I get the feeling, just like you said, from a monetization standpoint, I'm sure there's going to be some rewards or incentive for people who play GTA 5 online to come over to 6. But I feel like it's going to be one of those things, again, where everyone starts from zero. You know, your character's just going to blow in into town or something. And, you know, in that way, you incentivize new players to play GTA Online, because if...
Yeah, you're definitely starting over.
Yeah.
They might as well get that in their head right now. You're starting over, bro. It's okay.
Because like, if I was a person that was new to the franchise and, you know, I wanted to play online, but I get on and I see people already got like billions of dollars, that's going to de-incentivize me to play.
Oh, yeah. And dude, hey, Rockstar, hear me. Hear me and hear me well. No flying bikes with goddamn rockets on it.
Oh, we're going to get some wild shit from Florida, man.
No flying bike. I'm talking about online. I don't want to see a flying bike, nothing. Because I feel like I could write a whole damn freaking essay on how that ruined the online experience in GTA 5. But anyway, yeah, online is going to be insane. And I think with the size of it.
Yeah.
Just, I believe, like, the lobbies are going to be ridiculous. You're going to have, like, 250.
Because how many people? You can have people. A lot in, like, a normal one nowadays, right? Like, it's, like, what, over 20 or something? Like, it's a lot of people. Because I remember, like, when we played on, like, 360
It went
stuff,
up to, like, I think it went up to, like, 100, if I'm not mistaken.
That's insane. Because that list was long. Like, you see a lot of people. And it, especially with the map size, too. I think you're hitting the nail on the head, but I do want to ask you, man, like, as somebody who has continued to be invested in that community, you know, what would you like to see change, or, you know, what would you want to see for the online that would, you know, push it to the next level for you? Or, you know, cause I we've talked about some gripes and stuff you've had with the online interactions and stuff just with the community, but you know, are there any particular features, anything you're looking forward to that they might add?
It would be very interesting if, I don't know if there was like more, how can I say this? I don't know, because I don't know how they're trying to integrate role-playing into this game. I don't know if that's going to be a major focus for them when they create the online experience. I'm pretty sure it is, considering they bought 5M.
Yeah.
So I wonder how it's going to be moderated. Because that is a very big issue in the RP community.
Yeah.
Is especially when, like what I like to call when cities fall, then they turn into Arkham. That's what I call it. Like, because what I mean by that is you have people who, yeah, people who start cities with good intentions.
Yeah.
And the city will grow or whatever, and everything will be cool. Then it seems like the admins or whatever, for whatever reason, will disappear or like, and then it becomes one-sided is what I'm saying. Like, there'll be way more crime and like stuff. And, you know, you come in to like role play and get your content or whatever, but you're dealing with a lot of
bad actors, of
gang activity. Yeah. Bad role players. They're not even role playing anymore. They just going around killing people. And like, if you want to do that, you just play GTA online. That's what people do there. But I just wonder how, on the back end and stuff, how they're going to moderate all that. Like, if they do, or what parameters will be set for, say, if you have people in there just being dumb, being racist, or whatever the case may be, right?
I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? What kind of reporting system? And because the thing is, when you're dealing with RP, you come across a lot of unhinged people. Trust me.
Well, my intrusive thoughts would be winning, in the
streets.
Man.
Yeah, I've been in the RP streets for about a year now, and I can tell you, like, it's either a dating service or people, I don't know, people are acting, they're kind of letting out the prejudice, you know what I'm saying? They're kind of, you know, so it's going to be a hell of a time trying to...
That's my character, bro. My character's racist.
Yeah. Then they'll try to, like, hide behind the guise of, oh, well, I'm role-playing. My character doesn't like black people.
Like, what?
Hold on. My character, he hits women. Like, wait a minute, like, bro.
Whoa
like,
there, what? Buddy. Are you sure
I've
you're
come
playing?
Across that, believe it or not. I've come across some weird stuff, man. So, you know, I'm curious.
You know, you actually just sparked the idea in my head, too, with the whole 5M thing. I could see them having their own sanctioned servers to sell to people to use. Like, if you wanted to buy a server to make a RP community, you know what I mean? While at the same time, you know, because they can shut down any if they wanted to. You know, a lot of people don't know that. Read the fine print of most games. You don't really own any rights to any content you make in it. So they could legally shut down every single RP server. I don't think they're going to do that. But I could see them, hey, subscribe to the Rockstar Social Club. You get access to a 200-man server that you could do whatever you want. Or, you know, like I could see them doing something like that.
Oh, for sure. For sure. And just to like put it in perspective, man, like I hate to go this dark, but there needs to be checks and boundaries because some of the stuff that I've seen in RP, I've seen sexual assault.
Oh my goodness.
It happens. I've seen it.
That is insane that people.
And
there
was no way you can really report it.
Right.
I mean, like, people were complaining to the admins and stuff, and they kind of just act like it didn't happen. So,
that's unfortunate, you know, man.
Yeah, it happened to someone that I knew, and it was sad because it was like, it was her first time. Like, you know, it was something she heard about and was like, oh, this is cool. Blah, blah, blah,
RP. Yeah, okay, I got you.
And then, like, these guys, because the thing is, in RP, guys are like very aggressive with women. Y'all need to learn how to behave around
women. So just
women.
Like real life, essentially.
Yeah. I'm not even talking about assaulting, like nothing assault.
Just
but
being aggressive
towards
them.
They don't know how to act around women. Like, right. They don't know how to talk. They, like, people be so pressed to like get a girlfriend, and it's weird. It's like it can get really weird. But I've had great experiences, too. It's not all about the bad ones. I've been in cities. I've had very fun experiences. We created some wild stories. But there is that dark side. It can get dark now.
It's just, it's unfortunate, man. And, you know, because I was originally interested. But, you know, I've talked to you, you know, offline about this quite a bit. And I think it's just best for me to stay away from that kind of stuff. Because I don't want those kind of interactions whatsoever. But it's cool to watch. When it's actually being, you know, when
people
are actually
doing RP, did you see it?
Who's that?
Him and her.
Oh, are they? His and they hers was are doing
their
it?
First
oh, no
time.
Way.
They did it last night. I was watching them their first time, and I don't know who that chick is, but oh my God.
You talking about Juka?
Hilarious,
yeah, Juka's
bro.
Funny. Yeah.
She was acting like I don't know if it was like a Russian ambulance or something. Like,
I gotta check.
She
that out.
Was out of control. Actually, they said they're gonna be on today, and they was like, oh, tomorrow we're gonna try to get in a gang, like because it's they're both playing.
Yeah,
and it's like, yeah. Oh my God,
they're awesome,
and,
man.
See,
they're
and
awesome
that's
people.
The thing. Like, that's what I like about RP. Like, when you really get into it,
yeah,
it can be fun.
There's some really cool stories and stuff that people. You know, tail yeah. through that interaction. Yeah, it's cool, man. But yeah, you know, we're definitely going to be talking a lot about GTA. I don't think we'll get another trailer probably for another year at the least. That's what they did with GTA 5 anyway. They dropped the trailer. They went dark for a whole year, dropped another trailer. And then the game came out. Like, I don't even think I hope we don't get any sort of like demo walkthrough with like a show, you know, 10 minute gameplay trailer. I don't want to see it. I'm just like you. I don't want to see anything.
I'm good. Yeah. I'm good on all that. I'm straight. I don't want to be teased. I don't want to play 10 minutes and be thinking about that for the rest of the year. I'm okay. Like, no.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't care.
Whenever it drops, man, it's definitely going to be, it's going to do numbers again, man. I'm definitely excited. Hey, what's going on, Teacher Bros? Thank you for showing up today. By the way, guys, we are live. If you guys are listening to the audio version, man, we do record this podcast usually every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern. So please pull up, man. Join the conversation. We have a lot of fun around here. But yeah, you know, it's speaking of awards and record breaking, you know, we also got the video game awards this past week.
Indeed.
To quite a bit of divided opinions outside of the game releases. The game releases were great.
Just wanted to say I won.
Baldur's Gate 3 did. Mm. Yes, indeed. Mm. You know, we definitely. Yeah, I'm not surprised by that. But yeah, I feel like we got to break this conversation up into two conversations. One where we talk about the game releases and then we talk about the rest of the show. So I want to talk about the show first. I think this was probably, in my opinion, just from my perspective, this was the worst.
Convoluted,
worst award show for the game awards that I've watched, period.
It was all over the place.
Yeah. You know, I'm already personally not someone who likes to watch award shows because I feel like it's just all pomp and circumstance. Like, it's just, you know, I don't want to say people, you know, circle jerking or, you know, I don't want to say that, but it's just Jeff is just like a really weird dude. I get weird vibes from Jeff. I like Jeff Keighley a lot. I've watched him from the early 2000s when he was working with G4 TV and E3 to now. And I feel like he's changed a lot, or maybe he's always been this guy, but
you just didn't see him in a public eye as much.
Yeah,
maybe?
I just think he has a huge ego and it doesn't translate. Cause in my opinion, the Game Awards should be about the developers. It should be about the people who make the games. And when you give people 30 seconds to speak on their commencement or speak on their award, And they're trying to have these really heartfelt speeches talking about their communities.
Man,
and
you got a big ass wrap it up.
You
got to
wrap it up, and you start playing music over people. Like, I think that shit is lame. That shit is whack, man. It is unfair to those people, especially when you give more airtime to Hollywood actors or people who aren't really involved in the industry. And that's nothing against any Hollywood person who showed up.
How about you cut out the musicals?
Yeah, the weird Hello? Fucking Xbox musical.
How about you cut that shit out?
Can we can we give it a rest with these interpretive like? Can we give it a rest?
Like, wrap that shit up. Yeah, how about we wrap that? That's the name of the episode. Wrap it up.
Yeah, bro. and then what really kind of like bothered me too is like you didn't speak on anything related to all the. It's been almost 7,000 people laid off this year from the industry.
Ooh, Street said that
on
Twitter.
You did not speak on a single thing when it came to those people who lost their jobs. Some who still have not found work since. You know, people are already struggling enough as it is. And I think that part of the industry should be looked at and recognized more, you know, from a business perspective. I hate when people do that. But, you know, I understand why they did what they did, all because he might lose sponsors. Well, then do you really want those people sponsoring your event who don't care about the people who make the games that we love? Like, that's, right. that's just my biggest thing. Like, the show itself, I actually fell asleep on, like, the last hour, half of it.
Oh, yeah, I know, because I was texting you. Yeah. You were out of
it. I nodded off, yeah. I was getting bored. I was like, okay, I'll just watch the trailers in the morning. But, yeah, what did you think about the show itself, man? Like, just, you know, once again, not the announcements, but the show itself. What were your thoughts on it?
Well,
Yes, we need.
I would have to agree with everything that you said, but I want to add a little more to it.
Absolutely.
I'm just pulling up, just looking at my notes on my phone here. Don't think that I'm being rude, chat. I love you guys. The dancing, the stuff like that. I'm looking at my notes and you jumped. That's why I guess we host together because we know each other's thoughts. I don't know, but I really wanted to talk about that as well because there was some speeches where, you know, I think a guy was talking about losing someone or something, and they just was like, yo, wrap that shit up, man. We don't care.
We don't care about
the show, got to go on.
Your sad story, get your award, get off the stage, bum. That's basically how I was treated. Like,
right. And I'm like, bro, you know, I think it would have had more of an impact if you would have just let people speak. I don't know how you guys schedule these shows,
right?
But I feel like it was a little bit all over the place this year compared to before or years prior.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like you may have had some ideas. Oh my god, why do people call on Discord? Shut up. But anyway, I felt like it was just discombobulated. It was kind of all over the place, and like you, the reason I made it through was because I like to multitask. So I was still up. Like, one of my screens, I think I was playing Party Animals, and then I was watching the show. But I feel like that was really, really lame of them to do. Also, I feel like when they just do the little quick, this game won this, like on the side of the screen,
there's
they'll
too
just
many
announce the game.
Categories. Oh my god.
Yeah, I think they need to find a way to for this to last 3 hours. I feel like they could have covered all them categories if they would have just stuck to the point.
Right.
Like, cut out a lot of the fat, and cuz some of those little sidebar awards of people who were winning, I actually wanted to see that. I wouldn't mind seeing them. And then, like, do those people get to make a speech? I feel like it's kind of unfair to just have them on the side. Oh, such and such won, and then it's like, yay, clap, clap, clap.
I feel like
whatever.
They're passing their award. Those people get their awards like out of a t-shirt cannon or some shit. Like, you're just launching them into the crowd at them. Like, it's just
like,
yeah,
here
you go.
Just shoot them out into the crowd.
Yeah, it's just
yeah.
Nuts,
I feel like
bro.
People they work too damn hard for that half-ass kind of, oh, well, you just won. Hey, blah, blah, blah. Clap it up. And then we're on to whatever. Somebody beatboxing on the stage doing backflips. I'm like, y'all could have cut a lot of that out. Like, no one. Bro, everybody used that. Everyone that I know used that as, like, a bathroom break.
It was nuts. It was insane.
It was like, oh, they're doing music again. Let me go take a shit.
Yeah.
I'll be back.
Oh, well, this is time to go. Like, it's just
let me go check the casserole. Oh god, here we go. Let me go. I guess is that their equivalent of a commercial, since it's kind of like,
I guess,
on the internet?
like I said, man, like, I get it.
You didn't think the Final Fantasy sing along was beautiful?
No, I missed that. I was probably asleep. Like, the interpretive dance stuff, like, I know there are people like that. They like that, but, like, when you're talking about, like, how many people, like, because at this point, you know, this has been, the awards have been around for about 10 years. You know, there's millions of people who watch the show. They don't care about that. Just show the trailer. Show me what I'm here to see.
They
want to
see games. They want to see games.
Yeah. Well, I want to see the games. I want to see the people who make these games be honored in a proper way, because, unfortunately, they're really... There are other shows, but they're not as high profile as this, you know, because I, you know, there's a couple.
This
of
is the one.
Gaming.
This is the Oscars for gaming. Like,
right.
This is the one. And my thing is this. Take out the dancing and show more behind the scenes of what developers go through. Why are we still putting up this curtain? Because y'all don't want us to see how hard they're working. Y'all don't want to.
Yeah,
y'all don't.
I just
get
feel
it.
Like he's at the, like, Jeff is in this really weird space in my head where I feel like he is so, he has pull in the industry. I'll give him that. Nobody can do what he does at this point. You know, but I feel like because of that, he sits in these rooms, these meetings with the upper echelon publishers, the people who are holding the bag, the money, the bag of money. They don't care about the industry as much. You know, they don't care about these the developers. You look at, I mean, you look it's at always, the movie that's industry. An age it's the same old
struggle.
Thing. Yeah.
That's been an age old struggle, though. Even like I said, me being a graphic designer, like I kind of get a lot of what they're going through because you always have the art, the artist, then you have the consumers.
Yep.
And when people don't see what goes into the art, they tend to take it for granted. And that's how it is with developers. Like, they do a lot to create these games that we love.
Yeah.
But they don't get, honestly, if you really think about it, like, they get a pat on the back, but they don't really, I don't feel like they get their just dues or, like, I want to see these people. Like, I have to research people. Like, this is what I want to say to everybody listening. Go find your favorite game. Look up the developer. See if they got a social media. Send them a nice message. Say, hey man, I really appreciate you making this game that me and my family love oh so much. Because they don't, only time developers see messages and stuff is when people are pissed off and they're sending death threats and they're swatting and doing all this other dumb shit. So I challenge y'all today, go whatever your game is, if it's God of War, if it's Grand Theft Auto, whatever. Hey man, find some developers because a lot of them have social media. Send them a nice message, man.
Yeah. Don't be fucking nice.
Spread some goddamn joy around here, all right?
Like, a lot of people, you know, we talk a lot about mental health around here, but it's just there's not enough people who sit on that side of the fence to really try to do something nice. Because everyone has this misconception, and I know the people who are listening to this podcast are probably a little bit more informed, but the average person has this misconception that because you work in the game industry, it's fun all the time. It's easy.
It's not.
It's a jolly good, it's good a time, bro. It's probably one of the hardest ones, you know, that you could have, you know, because I always ask people this. I, you know, when people say stuff like that, I ask them a simple question. What is your definition of fun? And then I want you to tell me that and then go ask the person sitting next to you, what is their definition of fun? It's going to be different every time. It's going to be a different answer every time.
And every time it should be Lego Fortnite. Anything outside of that is not fun. That's the only answer that we will allow here on the Super Weapon Podcast. But anyway, go ahead.
But yeah, man, it's just, it's tough, man. Like, you know, that part of the show just really, it just, I just feel like he's out of touch with the industry, the people who actually matter. That's just my opinion. I know some people felt differently. I know there was a lot of discussion around that particular topic. That's why I kind of, like I said, I wanted to separate them out so we could actually have that conversation. And I see a lot of people in our chat as well. They're talking, they agree with a lot of points that we're making. So I know it's not just us. Like, we're not just the only ones talking about this stuff. So, but other than that, on the flip side of that, I will say this was probably one of the best shows when it came to reveals of games.
Indeed.
Me personally, there is a lot of stuff I'm excited about that's not coming out anytime soon.
I like to call it Space Cowboy. Because space either cowboy. There was slashing or you was in space.
There was a lot of action.
Or space slashing. Yeah, there was a lot of ass slashing going on in these reveals.
But I will say this too, there was a good amount of variety as well. You know, there was a lot of different games that I saw. Even I think even like the pre-show had some like trailers and whatnot. So that was pretty cool to see. You know, do you have like a favorite announcement? Something that you're just jazzed about?
I
want to
put focus on something
that
I was pretty like, you know, what we advocate for around here. So I really do want them to expand. I noticed they took a nice little moment to the accessibility, like in the beginning when they were talking about the games that are accessible to, you know, people who may be blind or whatever the case may be.
Okay.
I thought that was very cool of them because they put like a spotlight on that and the type of games that, you know, Forza won that, a matter of fact.
It did. Shout out to the Playground
Forza
Games.
Won the most like accessible game, and just to see games in that category and that avenue slowly growing, you know, I think that's pretty dope for developers and stuff to start thinking about that, being inclusive to those people who may have certain, you know,
challenges,
handicaps,
yeah,
as you will. You know what I'm saying? I think that's really, really dope. I just wanted to put that out there real quick.
Nah, but shout out to them. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, definitely we want to put a spotlight on that. That was pretty cool, man. So any like other highlights as far as like games?
Yeah, like
games,
like announcements. Was there one announcement that you were just like, oh my God, I need that. That's day one buy for me, or near day one buy.
Oh man, that's tough. I do want to see what they're going to do with Anthem 2. I mean, not Anthem 2. That's what I was calling it. What was it? Bio something. Oh God, I forgot. Let me see if it's in my notes.
Hey, I thought you were trolling me for a second, man.
No, because everybody in the chat was saying Anthem 2, and I was just laughing. I was like, oh, here we go.
Was it the X-BioWare?
X-Bio,
yeah. Exodus. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, like that really kind of caught my eye.
Okay.
There was a God, it was like a samurai game as well.
Rise of the Ronin? Is that it?
It may have been Rise of the Ronin too. Like,
I think that's what it's called. Hold on, I'm going through.
I
the
told
list
you
here.
It was a lot of space and slashing, man.
It was,
and
then yeah. They had,
there was another game. It looked very anime-ish where. It gave me like the Devil May Cry Bayonetta vibes as well.
Yeah.
I swear I put this in my notes. I swear to God, I write all these detailed notes and I'm so trash because I will lose them.
Nah, I do the same thing. You're good.
I'm like, did I put them on my laptop? But
I think for me, like the thing that I'm most excited about is Skull and Bones. I mean, it finally got a release date. No, I'm just kidding.
No, let's talk about it. No, let's talk about it.
I am absolutely sure that game is going to fail. That game's going to fail. It's going to be bad. There's no way. I have absolutely no
I wasn't
hope.
Even convinced by the trailer.
No.
I really wasn't.
That game's not coming out I don't believe it's coming out in February. But no, honestly for me, what I'm most excited about was all the Sega announcements, man. It's good to see the boys back in town.
You know what's crazy? I missed that. I meant to go back and watch that.
Watch.
I missed it.
So they
said Crazy Taxi.
Let me see. Sega video game. Yeah, it's like four or five games. It was Crazy Taxi, Golden Axe, Jet Set Radio, and what else was it? Oh, yeah, so here it is. I have it. Yeah, so they revealed they're working on remakes of Jet Set Radio, Shinobi, Golden Axe, Streets of Rage, which, oh, my gosh. That's insane. And then, yeah, Crazy Taxi, of course. So I'm glad to see Sega back in the fold.
Wait,
man.
They're going
to
remake the original Streets of Rage? Because I'm like, Streets of Rage just had a...
No, so this... So from what I understand, it's supposed to be like remakes with like updated mechanics and things. Like if you watch the trailer, it'll make sense for you. Yeah.
Okay.
So like, for instance, like Crazy
Taxi... Because I played a lot of those games. All those games I played, I put some hours into.
Yeah.
Golden Axe is crazy.
Isn't that insane? Yeah, that's
insane. I used to play that on my Genesis when I was like two.
Yeah, Golden Axe was one that a lot of people were talking about. I'm most excited about Crazy Taxi. I mean, because it looks like you can play as like police as well. Because in the trailer, they showed you driving around like a taxi driving, and the police officers are following you. But it switched. It looks like you can play as an officer trying to catch people. So maybe there'll be like some sort of online component with that. I wish we could have got a Power Stone announcement. Maybe we will. So I need y'all to support Sega. Because I need Power Stone back in my life.
It was Rise of Ronin.
It was Rise of Ronin. Yeah, okay.
It was Rise of Ronin that I saw. Yeah, I found my notes. It was Rise of Ronin, and then I can't say that I'm hyped for any DLCs because I haven't played the original games yet.
Yeah.
Hear me out, guys. I got my PlayStation late. Don't yell at me. Because I still haven't played Ragnarok yet, even though they have DLC.
Yeah.
And then what else? I know Final Fantasy got some DLC that looks pretty damn good. I haven't played that yet. Look, my backlog is logging. All right. Kenny Loggins. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
Highway
man.
To the Danger Zone. All right. Give me time. I'm an adult with an adult life. I can't keep up with all these games.
Yeah,
right?
We're losing it today. It's so funny.
Right. But I'm looking through my notes. It was quite the list is long because
I'm gonna tell
lot.
You what really got me hyped for 2025. Like,
you better not say it.
Oh, it's Monster Hunter. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Monster Hunter, of course.
So we got it. Yeah. So we heard. You know, there's been a lot of rumors about it. We finally got to look at the next generation Monster Hunter game called it's not World 2, it's Monster Hunter Wilds, and it looks absolutely incredible. Like that and GTA.
Are they gonna drag me into these streets?
I'm good. I'm good for 2025. I'm just gonna play those two games. Like I don't need anything else.
Hey, let me tell you right now, man. Yeah, just go ahead and put me on the back of a milk carton right now. When GTA drops, leave me alone.
Yeah.
I'm not even podding that week.
Oh, no. Nah, yeah, we're going to spend a lot of time playing GTA for sure.
Because I don't want any half-baked ass. Because the thing is, everybody goes to Rush Out to drop content first. I want to take my on the sweet
first,
time.
First 5 hours of GTA 6. Like, that game's going to be like a 200-hour game.
My thoughts on the opening of, hey, you know Boss for the Win about to make about 84 videos.
Oh, that guy's going to go. He's going up, man.
Boss for the Win probably over there. He probably blew his top when that trailer came. If y'all don't know who Boss for the Win is, just type him up at YouTube, man. He's like one of the ones who just followed GTA
since the beginning of time, he's a huge GTA creator.
Like, a lot of people don't like him for whatever reason. I ain't got no smoke with dude, man. Like, he just makes GTA content. Let the guy live.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man. So, like, the DLCs, like, I'm like, okay, I'm not going to sit up here and act like I'm excited for them. Even though they look good, it's just the fact that I haven't played the base game yet.
Nah, for sure.
So, I know one that we were talking about off pod was Dragon Ball Sparking.
Yes.
What is it? Sparking Zero. I'm about to piss everybody off.
This is the one thing me and him disagreed about.
I just can't. If it ain't Dragon Ball FighterZ, I can't get into the Dragon Ball games. I've had them all. I played them for like 2 minutes and then I give it away. I've literally given those games away because I just.
I'm on the other side of the fence, man. I'm glad that there is a competitive Dragon Ball game in FighterZ and everyone loves it. But I just want to blow shit up. I'm just being honest with you. Sparking Z, just let me punch somebody through a mountain and I'm good. Like I just need
and
a
it's
big
not like
open
a cut
space.
Scene. Like
yeah,
you
it's
keep,
not a cutscene,
like...
right. And I hope that's what we get. I mean, that's what I wanted as a
well,
kid.
They said they did a lot of focusing on destructive environments. So hopefully you
being
know,
excited
it
for
plays
that.
Out that way.
Yep. No release date, unfortunately. I don't even think there was a release year for it yet. But that's fine. Take your time. Because when it's out, I'll see y'all online. Like, I'm in there.
Ooh, smoke.
Yeah.
Smoke.
I'm definitely excited for that.
I want to drop a mid-PSA.
Go for it.
Hey, man. Developers, I love y'all. I really do. But we don't need that Jurassic Park game.
I actually thought this game got canceled. This was announced a long time ago.
We don't need it, man. I hope you guys bounce back, developers. I hope y'all land well. But when I saw that, and I was in BZ's chat, if he's still in here.
Yeah.
And BZ is hilarious. He was just like, yo, who keep making these games? He was like, who keeps greenlighting these
you
games?
You don't want to run from a Velociraptor in a... Tore down island. Man.
It looked
Come
like
on.
It was based off the first movie from what I was looking at. Like it
yeah,
seems like
it's supposed
taking
to
you...
be it's supposed to be like some sort of weird kind of it picks up after the original mm-hmm. movie story.
Hey, while we playing, watch that shit be fire. Like watch yeah. that jump.
I think it'll be fun if you could play with friends because it's a survival game. So if you could play with your
yeah,
friends.
Survival games are kind of fun.
Yeah.
So it got potential to be good. But it's just like after them Jurassic Park, what was it? Theme park games. Like, hey, let's make a theme.
Oh,
park.
Like the city builder type Jurassic Park games. Yeah, a lot of people were playing those for a little bit.
It came and went. There was a lot of people playing it, and it just kind of dropped off for some odd reason.
Yeah, teacher bro. Yeah, so yeah, a lot of people are actually excited for Outlast Trials as well. That game actually. I've seen some funny clips on like TikTok and stuff of that. I haven't played it myself, but a lot of people say it's really fun. I might actually check that out. It looks really good. I mean, I think there was just like a lot of really cool announcements.
What was the monkey game? I was excited for that one too.
Oh, Black Myth Wukong. Yeah, so that's that Chinese studio that's making that.
Let's go. That game looked freaking amazing.
Yeah, I just need them to speak up about the SA. Allegations that the studio has right now.
We're not
forgetting about that. I'm not sweeping that under the rug.
I didn't know. Yep. I wasn't ready.
Yeah, man.
I promise y'all, I do my due diligence. I wasn't ready.
Nah, it's okay. Yeah, it's been kind of out of the news for a couple of weeks, maybe like a couple months at this point. But yeah, they need to do better on that. I will say the one thing I am disappointed with, you know, besides the Hellblade interpretive dance musical, we still don't have a release date for it yet.
Man, like, oh my god!
The trailer looked good for Hellblade. I need a release date. Give me a release date, Xbox. You keep saying 2024. Yeah, like it was. What the trailer showed a little bit of it. It looks really good. Just let me know when it's coming out. Like I'm not convinced this game's gonna hit 2024. To be quite honest, man. But yeah, there was definitely. I'm sorry, I'm just losing it today. There was a lot of good stuff in the show.
No, that's
man.
Fine. I like when we fall off the rails. This is kind of fun.
Yeah, like you know, it's definitely you know. And shout out to the No Man's Sky developers as well.
They'll never stop.
Game. Yeah, they've been working on a new game for like
Warframe.
5 years.
That and Warframe never stops, bro.
No. Warframe, actually, they're developing another, to get completely off topic, they're developing like a brand new
IP?
Yeah, it's called Soul Frame or something like that. I'm not sure what the implications of that is, but
okay.
No idea what it's going to be. I think it's something completely different from what Warframe is. But yeah, I mean, and of course, you know, can't forget to mention the Blade game. I'm actually really excited for
Blade.
Oh,
I was just about to ask you that. Hey, well, this is where the divided house comes in, because I'm not.
I'm excited for it because it's Arcane, and I like the games they make. They make really cool like gameplay type games, and I think this would be fun.
What, Bethesda, Arcane? Wait,
yeah, so the ones that made Dishonored and Deathloop. So
who is Arcane under? Are they under Bethesda?
Well, technically, they're under Xbox now, but yeah. Yeah.
I mean, before Xbox acquired
them. Yeah, they were under
that was like
Bethesda.
A subsidiary of... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they have a couple of different studios.
Okay, yeah, because their games look totally different. But yeah. So I take back what I said. I just saw Bethesda, and I immediately said no.
I knew someone was going to bring this up in chat. Yes, Sergey. One of their studios did make Redfall, but this studio, I believe, did not. There's a couple of different locations they have around... the world, I believe. I think they have like three or four
subdivisions. I'm with you, Sergey. I was confused.
So I think you know how some teams, like different studios will have different teams working on different IP and projects. This team, as far as I read, did not work on Redfall. Thank God. So I think this has been in development for a little while. So, I mean, shout out to Xbox for getting they're finally getting a superhero game. I mean, they haven't said if it's exclusive or not, which I know people are disappointed, you know, because of Spider-Man or whatever, but I'm just excited to see my man get a game, you know? People starting to realize Blade, that dude, you know?
Blade was the first Marvel movie.
He was. He saved Marvel, actually. Like, no bullshit. He actually saved the company.
Look it up. Do your Googles.
Yeah, you know, it's always a motherfucker trying to ice skate uphill, chat. That's what I always say.
Bad. I might say that to my children.
Whenever they mess up.
PG version. Yeah.
Yeah. Probably leave that out on the end.
Yeah.
But
lead a motherfucker out, yeah. You know.
All right, man. I think on that note, man, I think that's a good place to wrap her, man.
This is what happens on Sunday pods.
Yeah, we get a little loopy, man. But thank you guys for hanging out today, man. I appreciate
that could
it.
Be
appreciate
the name
all
the of
love
the
stuff.
Too.
Yeah, a little loopy. Ooh.
That could be the name of the episode too. Skating uphill.
I like that actually.
No, what was the other one we had? No, it was the other one. I'll hear it when I listen back to it.
Yeah.
Names, episodes are important to me.
Very.
I really
it's fun.
Take pride in that. That and thumbnails are fun. Always yes, sir, fun. Yes, TG, sir. You the man, bro.
But yeah, thank you guys, man. We appreciate y'all hanging out, man. As always, you can find me everywhere. Darius Artist Wear Easy 3. And of course, just like DC just mentioned, don't forget to go check out our last episode. We had Terrible Gaming on. Great guy, man. Super incredible content creator, man. Been a fan of his for a long time. It was a great interview. You know, as always, I always learn a lot sitting and talking to a lot of other amazing content creators, man. Appreciate him taking the time to come on. So make sure you guys go show him some love on all his socials that will be listed under that episode. And I'm going to let DC have the floor.
All right. I'm just going to reiterate what he said. Whenever we have guests, it's always an honor and a pleasure to talk to them, see where they come from, see where they're going with their content. Our guy, Terrible Gaming, a.k.a. TG. If you love to laugh, go check out his info. That's in our last episode description. He is a hilarious dude, man. Yeah, so that was a, we learned a lot from the episode, like we always do, because life is always about balance. You got to balance your content with your family life and whatever else you have going on. Never neglect the family because you want to play a game. That's my motto. Absolutely. But always enjoy your games and your hobbies and your activities. You just got to balance. You got to have that priority. Anyway, yeah, that's about it, man. I want to give a shout out to Teacher Bro in the chat, chilling in his community last night, vibing out. They were playing some old school games. And let me tell you right now, E.T., they were playing E.T., and I never laughed so hard in my life. I was sweating. We don't even know what you're doing in this game.
That game's like, terrible, man. That game was actually buried in the desert for all of our younger listeners.
Yes. Teacher Bro mentioned that. It was buried near our old base where we were stationed at.
Yep.
Long story, yeah, it was buried. But long story short, man, I had fun over there. You know, go check out Teacher Bro. They like to stream. It was a nice family stream. So shout out to Teacher Bro. That's all I got. I'm ready to jump into this Lego Fortnite. I'm addicted, man. We're out, man. We're out.
Yep, we're out of here. We will catch you guys next weekend. See ya. Peace.
But that peace ain't. Oh, we got an echo piece. Oh, okay. New.